After a heated debate, BC's cities and towns agreed to ask the province for an environmental bill of rights. The bill has some general points, like ensuring vibrant ecosystems, but also points to some specifics, like increased public participation on projects that impact the environment. And while the resolution passed, it was not unanimous. Williams Lake Mayor Walt Cobb spoke against the resolution, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm pretty well. What were your arguments against this Bill of Rights?
Well, my main concern, of course, is if you look at it, and although I did say that these were kind of motherhood issues, it's just another curtailment of resource communities. It already takes up to 5 years to get a permit to do some extraction of raw materials out of our province, and this would just curtail that. My comment was basically, if you want to shut down the resource communities in BC, then go for it, because this will just be another nail in our coffin.
But does it have to be that, or can the two not coexist to guarantee clean water and also have...
Well, there's already enough regulations in place to make sure we have clean water and all the rest of the stuff. If you heard all the debate, there was a whole lot of people that were opposed. Not enough to make it to defeat it, by the way, but there were a lot of other concerns about what a Bill of Rights actually means or what it could mean. And I won't go into the detail on that because those were brought up by other people. My main concern is what it will do for resource communities. We're not talking about affecting the environment or harming the environment. We already have all those regulations in place, whether it's to deal with water, whether it's to deal with air. They spoke in favor of it, talking about, oh, well, we had all this smoke that went around this year because of the fires. Well, no amount of legislation is going to stop a forest fire. And so to me, their argument was pretty weak.
But I think for the most part, are they not referencing resource extraction?
No, they're not. No, they're not. But that's one of the consequences that would come out of it, that it would curtail, it would slow down the process, we would have less mines, we would have less forestry, when it come to any kind of operation dealing with the land base, it would put a regulation or more regulations in place to stop it.
I suppose there are arguments that some would say that we should have fewer mines in our province and less resource extraction, and maybe it is time to diversify our economy.
Well, diversify to what? I mean, if there was a way of diversifying, we would have done it by now, and we're all trying. All of our rural communities are trying to diversify. What the people in the Lower Mainland, and that's one of my comments that I made, they don't understand that if we don't have resource extraction, think about it. They wouldn't have a window to look out of it because glass is made from resource extraction. They wouldn't have the 2x4 to build the house that they live in. So come on, guys, get serious about this.
But
you can't continue to live the way you live in the Lower Mainland without resource extraction. They're the users of our resource extraction, and they don't understand that. And that's what was really so very, very frustrating.
I suppose they're looking at, in part, at Mount Polley and the disaster that was.
I don't think most of them would know Mount Polley from a stick of wood. I mean, no.
They would know about that. That was a huge disaster in this province.
It was something that happened. I don't think it was any worse than some of the mudslides that happened along the Sea to Sky Highway.
Except this included mine waste being dumped into...
No. Don't say that, because that is not true. If you want to talk like that, you get your facts straight. The stuff that came out of there was water.
Okay, I think that's a debatable...
There were no chemicals in that water. Yes, there was silt, but there were no chemicals in that water.
Okay, I do believe that is up for debate and not quite as clear as you're making it out to be. Is there any aspect of the Environmental Bill of Rights that you did like?
It's the title. It's the Bill of Rights. Like I said, some of the issues, clean air and whatnot, were like motherhood issues. But no, really, it's just another way. And what was really more frustrating about it all, that this was instituted by the David Suzuki Foundation. So you can understand why many, many people were opposed to it.
We spoke to Victoria's mayor earlier this week. Lisa Helps supports the bill and suggested that municipalities are really well suited to protect the environment through parks, bike lanes, other local changes, that kind of thing. Do you see that towns and cities may have a role when it comes to environmental protection?
Oh, sure we do. And if we're talking about Victoria, maybe they should think about the sewage that they're putting in the ocean. I mean, why would they even be talking about it if they want to talk about stewardship and the environment and whatnot? Maybe they should look at putting a proper sewage system in so it isn't being pumped into the ocean.
UBCM has adopted this particular resolution. What are the chances, do you think, that the province will do anything about it?
Slim to none. I would hope they don't.
Will you lobby the province on that?
It depends where it goes. I would hope if they're going to do something as silly as that, that they will at least have some consultation.
Okay.
And how are we going to enact it? At the end of the day, how are we going to enact it? Is it going to be up to us as municipalities then to, if the government should decide to make all these rules, then are they going to force us to enact it? And can we afford that?
Okay, Walt Cobb, we'll leave it there for now. We appreciate your chat today.
Thank you.
Walt Cobb is the mayor of Williams Lake. Now over to you. Does BC need an environmental bill of rights, or do you agree with Walt Cobb? Call us on our talkback line. The number is 1-855-222-5775 or email us at radiowest@cbc.ca.